Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. Iris, and we are back on the show. We're all just talking here during the break, and we get a little bit carried away. But so we're back here with Dr. Susan Lindner, and we've been talking about, you know, mental health awareness and therapy and life coaching. So, you know, life coaching is a newer approach. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we heard a lot about 10 years ago. So a lot of times the newer approaches, I think the seniors tend to be, I don't want to say skeptical, mm-hmm. but like, what is it, you know? So are you finding that seniors are open to the life coach approach, or is it hard to kind of transition them?
I find that they're open, but I think that they are open because they see that I am open and I am like not stuck in a specific paradigm of how I'm going to work in order to help support them. And lots of times, like, I will interchangeably use the word life coach, wellness advocate.
I like that.
Psychologist. And sometimes I throw in a little bit of this quantum healing. So, but that's a whole other modality that if someone's open towards doing some energy work, which we would just...
We do that too.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about that during the break, that
we were.
Rebecca does energy work, and she, which is yoga, and I'm a huge advocate for yoga. I have fantastic referrals for our seniors that need to sit in a chair and do yoga.
Oh, chair yoga is great.
Chair yoga is great, and anything to get the energy going. When
right.
you get the energy going, you're looking at the life force. This is life coaching. When you're looking at the life coaching and the life force, you're looking at the mental... and the emotional presentation, if there's some flatness or agitation or worry or anxiety, you're looking at the whole big picture. This is your life, and we're going to look at it. How can we optimize it, you know, most effectively?
And you know what, Dr. Souza, one of the things that we like to talk about with Project Independence and our seniors, and by the way, we do offer free yoga classes for our seniors and
fantastic.
Tai Chi and other fitness classes
and
like Zumba.
Them.
That's right. And you just have to call 311 in the town. We have this 311 call system to register. And you can come and take at multiple sites throughout the town. Now, of course, I forgot my train of thought,
that's
where
really,
I was going.
That's great that you mentioned that those are the services that are available. Because when you know someone comes in to see a life coach, quote unquote, my job is really a big part of it is to help them identify resources outside of the room working with me. So we're like looking to say, okay, where are some strategies? Okay, maybe we can think about doing some yoga, or maybe we can do some, you know, breath work.
Right, right.
Or it's not just about, let's say, going to the doctor and getting medication for a depression. There, yes, it absolutely is a modality that is very effective, but I need to emphasize there are so many other different approaches that can complement the mood and the affect when we have an impairment in the mood and affect. So if someone is feeling somewhat dysthymic, if there is a low-grade tremor and anxiety, there are things that we can do.
Right.
We need to look at the gestalt, the whole picture.
The whole picture. The
right?
whole listen.
Right.
So where I was going, it came back
yes.
to me as I was looking at Iris, because one of the things we talk a lot about, and in a positive way, which is really good for seniors, is you're never too old to start something, to start a new journey. You're never too old to start yoga or to start meditation or to reach out to, you know, a life coach or therapy. And
exactly.
And you're always creating new paths. Because you had mentioned yoga, of course, I'll always talk about yoga. I became certified just a few years ago in my 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're never too old. And there's not a lot of older yoga teachers, though. There are. There are more and more.
They can identify more with you, in other words. It's
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and I have my classes range from all different ages. But the chair yoga is wonderful because it allows people who really don't have great balance to do yoga, and you could do anything on the chair.
That's right.
So, I just point that out.
Also, yeah. It's a wonderful thing to be able to reach out and ask questions, because there's resources like we're talking about today, like we do on all the programs. Mm-hmm. There are things out there that can be helpful, but you've got to open yourself up, make the telephone call, speak to someone. And there's a form of relief in all of this.
So I would emphasize to the listeners that if they feel that they have some resistance to trying to do things differently, or maybe to make that phone call or say, oh, I'll try this, you know, I would encourage your listeners, embrace your resistance, know that you are resistant, acknowledge it, say that you'll give it a shot one or two times, whatever that should be.
It's not a form of weakness. It's a form of strength.
We were just speaking about that yesterday on the phone, that, you know, knowing what you don't know what to do and acknowledging that is the strength. When you don't know, and then you can say, I really don't know, that is such a sign of strength. It's a sign of wisdom. It's a sign of humility. It's a sign of being humble. And it's also a sign of saying, I am open and receptive to looking. I may not find the answers, but at least I'm looking for some options.
So, Dr. Susan, what's your client load like? Are you full? Do you have any ability to take on new clients? Or,
well, I have a very good private practice, but I keep it relatively small.
Right.
And then I do go into some long-term facilities where I do see a significant amount of geriatric patients. And then we see patients that are actually diagnosed with medical disorders. So in these cases, the secondary diagnosis usually is something like a depression or an anxiety or a worry. So we address the medical piece and then the mental health piece as well.
Right, okay.
And then I work on a bariatric floor for people who have gross obesity. And then I do some, believe it or not, I work with some elderlies, and I just help them, like, in my private practice, they're coming in, and a lot of people who are in their 80s and 90s still haven't felt like they haven't established, let's say, their will, or they haven't really put together their finances. Now, I am not the person to speak to, but I do know that I'm not the person, and I will let them know that, you know, I always encourage them to, you know, either find somebody who they might trust and, you know, and put their affairs in order, because it's the same thing. I don't know if anybody else goes through this, but if you ever get a stack of mail and then you just don't open those envelopes for like a week and a half, because you know there are some bills and there's a lot to do, and maybe you're short that month. Patients come in telling me this all the time. Well, now the bills are piling up, the envelopes are piling up, it's 3 weeks out, and like now my patient's having a panic attack. So how good does it feel when you finally say, I'm going to have the courage, I'm going to open these envelopes, I'm going to figure out what's in here. Then you open it up, you figure it out, and you know what? In the end, it never was as bad as you thought.
Right.
And the anxiety goes down.
Yeah.
And you feel better about yourself, and there's the empowerment. So lots of little tangents we're discussing here.
Yes.
But I think that the emphasis is on embracing what we don't know, embracing the answers that we may not have yet, having an inquisitive mind, and being an effective listener to say that there's an openness to try new things and know that they may not work. And if they don't work, that's okay too.
Right.
And then when you come in to see someone like me, you tell me, this is working, this is not working. Hey, Dr. Susan, I like what you said here. Or, you know what, Dr. Susan, I really didn't like what you said there.
Right.
You know, that's good. Tell me what you didn't like.
Right.
Because that helps me understand then what it is that you need, what I'm not getting, and what you need, and how I can perhaps support you differently.
Right.
And if
I
can't, I will help find you resources that can.
That's a very positive thing that you have just said. Powerful. You know?
Yeah.
It really engages that person, because they're thinking what was, what is, what can be done, and so on. And this opens somebody up, okay?
Yes.
As opposed to being closed up and being depressed, you know, and being by oneself. Here you have an opportunity to stretch out, to look out, and see possibilities.
Yes.
I think people who have not been in a situation where they've had therapy or they've reached out to a life coach or a food coach or something like that, have this, I want to say, preconceived notion of what happens when you talk to somebody.
Do you think
Yes.
You do think that?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of people are apprehensive.
Yes, fearful.
Because they become vulnerable, and a lot of people don't go to therapy because they really, I mean, maybe on some level, either they understand that it's going to be painful to kind of get stuff out.
Or shameful.
Or shameful. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's less and less. Like, there was a big stigma, you know, back in the day for any kind of mental health, you know, service at all. And now it's just, it's, you know, come a long way. Mm. But I think there are still people out there that are kind of apprehensive and, you know, perceive things. But something like this program where you have people who talk about it and how you're making it really sound really what it is, which is, you know, you listen to them. People listen to you.
Yes.
And you try to work out a plan. It's really
life can become more painless or less painful. Let's put it that way.
Well,
less painful.
The truth of the matter is, let me just sort of summarize, I think, what I'm hearing is, because I have a little bit of just a perspective on this, is that I think most of my clients that walk in the door already know exactly what's bothering them, and they know that they need to do something about it. And many of times they just need the support to talk it through.
Right.
And they need somebody to be there for them, because they're going to be looking at things which they know is there already. They're looking at things that are there that they know they are not going to like their answers. And lots of times, this is why therapy is difficult. It's because we find answers that we know are the right answers and they resonate with us. However, we don't like what we're finding. And there's a huge process there when we finally identify what it is that the problem is, and then acknowledge what are the next steps in terms of making an effective change, so there is an improvement in how you feel and how you think and how you behave. That's the tough part. So I'm there to support the patient.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's, I mean, very helpful to have that perspective when you go in. You know, most people do know. Some people don't, but some people do. Some people go and they really don't even understand. But we are in our last minute. And Dr. Susan, I'm sure that Christina will have you back on the show. There is no doubt. Buddha, too. Buddha fell asleep. Buddha is taking a little bit of a nap.
Buddha's been a great dog in my therapy with the children and with the adults and with my seniors.
Well, thank you so much for coming
today. Thank you for having me, and Iris.
Pleasure
and always
to meet
Christine,
you.
Our fantastic
Christina, the radio show host extraordinaire. And at 11 o'clock, we're going to be playing old-time radio George Burns and Gracie Allen. Gracie and Current Events first aired October 1946. And then Christine and I and Iris will be back for Talk of the Town at 11:30. We'll be back then.